Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, we've been praying. We've been praying a very simple prayer. And let me tell you something.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. I mean, is it not like every week we're sharing something amazing about what God is doing in terms of pro-life, protecting the sanctity of life? I mean, it's we're seeing things unfold before us, and it's just like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And what's happening is God is answering our prayers. God is responding to his people and is saying, listen, it's time. It's time. We have so much to share with you, but we've been praying a very simple prayer, ourselves and others, and it's very simple. It's, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. Dear God, end abortion and send revival. And we encourage you to join with us and pray. But I'm happy to share with you that CBN is reporting that Virginia, the state of Virginia, Virginia's busiest abortion clinic shuts down.
Wow.
Shut it down. This is another one. It says the stricter state and city abortion regulations put into place this year forced Northern Virginia's Women's Health Care of Fairfax County to shut its doors. This clinic's been open since 2006 and has performed more abortions than any other clinic in the state.
Wow.
In the state. And so you're seeing that these guidelines, these things that are happening, are saying this is one of many, many clinics that are affected by the abortion guidelines that are now sweeping the country. So you're seeing all these laws that are being passed. And this is just one. This is just one of the 30 clinics that's going to close this year alone, and which is basically more than double of last year's number. We're seeing that these slaughterhouses, if you will, are being shut down. And we're talking about the innocent shedding of blood. We're talking about babies. We're talking about babies that have not been born yet. And, you know, if you're on the fence on this issue, you need to decide, get in God's word and really find out, what does God say about this? What is God, is this really this is not a political issue. This is a biblical issue. Mm-hmm. This is a biblical issue. Now, people have made politics out of it, but rest assured, this is a biblical issue when God in his word says that he knit you in your mother's womb. It's a biblical issue when God knew you before the foundations of the earth. That the way you walk and talk and breathe and look and act, and your intrinsic qualities, your attributes, the things that make you you, that you're one of a kind. Listen, if there's no such thing as an identical snowflake.
Right.
Now, I've seen some snow. Okay? Yeah,
I'm sure you have.
I've seen some snow. There's no such thing as an identical snowflake. There's no such thing as identical fingerprints. When you marvel at the fact that every single person, how many billions of people are there in the world? That each person has, I mean, how many patterns can you place on one finger? How many patterns? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a mural. We're not talking about a wall, on a finger, on a pinky. How many different patterns and swirls? We're talking about billions. The Bible says that God has even numbered the very hairs of your head. He's numbered them. Not that they have a number, but he has numbered them. Listen, God is intricately involved in your life. From even before the moment you were even conceived. Mm-hmm. And so God's into this. And when we try to stop and kill and murder what God is doing, I think that God's not going to be pleased with this. And you're looking at right now 50 million plus abortions that have been committed since Roe versus Wade and made abortion legal in 1973. 50 plus, because now they have the pill. And no telling how many have been aborted as a result of the morning after pill.
Right.
And that's almost 5 million or so away from 60 million, which is 10 times the amount of Jews that were killed and exterminated as a result of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, all this blood cries out.
That's right.
And oftentimes I think that people think, or under the delusion that because they don't see quick judgment on things that happen, that maybe God has forgotten, or God is overlooking, or God is not counting that horrific thing against you. Let me tell you something, God is not forgotten. Now, the scripture in the Bible says, don't mistake God's slowness, basically for accepting the fact, I'm paraphrasing, mm-hmm. that everything's okay.
Right.
He's just giving you time to repent.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you time to acknowledge that you've done something wrong and to confess it, to repent, and to turn away from it and to receive the Lord's forgiveness. So that blood still cries out. And so we're seeing a major shift right now in the nation, a major, major shift in terms of stopping the killing. We're seeing brave politicians that are putting their careers online, and we're seeing bills that are being passed from state to state. Listen, if this was just happening in one state, you know, okay, good. We're going to rejoice over that. But when you look at bills that passed in Florida, bills that passed in the Florida Bill 1129, Baby Alive Bill, is all about, listen, if the baby is born during a botched abortion, in your attempt to murder this baby, and somehow by the providence of God, this baby still is alive.
Right.
You have to do everything in your power to make sure that baby stays alive
mm-hmm.
and gets the medical attention that that baby deserves. It's like common sense. You look back and think, why have this not been on the books all along? And so that was a Baby Alive bill. Happened in Florida. You have a bill that passed in Wisconsin that Governor Walker, signed into law.
Mm-hmm.
After they vote on it, it makes it mandatory that every woman that is going to have an abortion, that she has an ultrasound. I mean, it makes only sense for the woman to have full disclosure, to fully understand, the woman or girl, to know exactly what in the world she's getting ready to abort, kill, stop. As many doctors, abortionists rather, are saying that it's a tissue.
Right.
Tissue's not going to be looking back at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And moving fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You look at bills that just, you know, they're passed in Texas that bans abortion after 20 weeks. We talked about bills that passed in Arkansas. And there's a slew of other states that are coming on board. I mean, we're seeing a spreading. We're seeing this happen all across the country. And now we're actually seeing the result of what's going on. Listen, the busiest abortion clinic. When you're talking about abortion clinic, really call it for what it is. The busiest murder house, mm-hmm. you know, altar to Molech, you sacrifice children,
mm-hmm.
has been shut down in the whole state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's huge.
That's awesome.
Which is huge. And now CBN is reporting that basically all of these laws are actually killing the industry's lifeline. You got to listen to this segment because you're going to see how they report and what's really happening, kind of the story now behind the story, and how all of this is rolling out. I want you to listen up.
Well, people have been fighting against abortion. Roe versus Wade, 1973. Open the floodgates. Since the Roe versus Wade decision, the United States, peaceful, loving America, has slaughtered somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 million unborn, innocent babies. Well, for decades, the fight against abortion has focused on protests, prayer, and elections. But now some people have a new strategy to go after the lifeline of the abortion industry. Money and workers. Paul Strand brings us that story.
Since 1992, two-thirds of the abortion clinics in America have shut down permanently.
But Mark Crutcher and his group Life Dynamics aren't stopping there.
Their latest strategy could cost the industry billions of dollars, possibly cripple it. It involves shining a light on a rarely reported crime. Many females getting abortions are underage girls made pregnant by grown men.
60 to 80% of them were impregnated by adult men. So it's statutory rape and sexual abuse and aggravated sexual abuse of minors.
By law, abortion clinics must report such crimes, but Life Dynamics undercover investigations found otherwise.
Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation clinics and all these others are openly flaunting their state mandatory reporting laws.
Would you guys have to tell anybody?
Here, no, we don't tell anybody anything.
They're not reporting these situations. They're protecting the predators.
So Crutcher's group wants personal injury lawyers in this country to know there's money to be made suing abortion clinics over this.
You're talking about thousands of new victims every day. So you're looking at something that could easily be $25, $30 billion before it's all over.
Life Dynamics has contacted more than 53,000 trial lawyers about this and is offering them a free ad so they can reach these victims. And Crutcher says his phone is ringing off the hook. Hundreds of miles away near Austin, Texas, one of the pro-life movement's more controversial figures pursues a different tactic. Abby Johnson wants to convince abortion clinic employees to quit.
There's probably about 3,200 abortion clinic workers in the United States, and we've already reached 50, so we've almost reached 2% of that population in less than a year.
Johnson worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years, serving as a director of one of their clinics for some of those. Other abortion defectors in the past have made a good living doing speeches and appearances before pro-life groups, which is pretty much what Johnson is doing full-time now. But she insists her goal is much bigger than making money.
Now Abby Johnson is working from her base here, her home in Round Rock, Texas, and traveling the globe with a vision to kill off the very abortion industry she once worked for.
Johnson writes in her book, Unplanned, that her outlook changed when Planned Parenthood asked her to do something unexpected. Help with an ultrasound during an abortion.
I was holding the ultrasound probe and I stood there and watched as a 13-week-old unborn child fought and struggled for his life during that abortion.
Planned Parenthood told its people to inform clients young fetuses couldn't feel pain. Johnson knew watching that child's painful death, she'd been lied to.
But I had then in turn lied to thousands of women.
Johnson also realized Planned Parenthood's goal was not to make the procedure safe and rare, but to sell abortion.
To Planned Parenthood, abortion always is the best thing for a woman. 98% of women who are pregnant that go into a Planned Parenthood clinic will get an abortion.
In order to fight this, she decided to starve the clinics of their employees. Johnson started the group, and then there were none. They offer abortion clinic workers who'll quit up to 3 months of financial support while they look for another job. The group insists no one is beyond redemption.
You are not trapped by the abortion industry.
And one of Abby's allies offers a challenge for those still at the clinics.
Listen to your heart. Pray about it. You know, let God show you the truth.
Nurse Angie Andino fell into deep depression after her Planned Parenthood work. She says God woke her up late one night and whispered, save the babies.
And I thought, wow, God, save the babies. Okay. You know, I don't know what that means right now, but I'm sure you're going to let me know.
Then a job opened up at a pro-life pregnancy center where Andino began a career saving and delivering thousands of babies. A turnaround she believes could happen for any abortion worker who flees.
Their stories can be just like that.
And that would help fulfill the vision statement of Johnson's group.
No abortion clinic workers, no abortion clinics, no abortions.
American women still get more than 1 million abortions a year. What if there comes a day when all those abortion clinic workers have quit and there's no one left to do them? Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from Round Rock, Texas.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Is that awesome or what?
That is awesome.
I mean, CBN's reporting that since 1992, two-thirds of the abortion clinics in America have been shut down permanently. And this is from Mark Crutcher. He's the founder of President Life Dynamics. This is an organization that's headquartered in Denton, Texas. Mm. And what's interesting is that they've been fighting against the abortion industry for the past 3 decades. And in 1992, there were more than 2,100 clinics open. Today, there are fewer than less than 650.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're making a dent. Listen, they put on notice 53,000 trial lawyers. 53,000 trial lawyers. This is huge because they're going after the money. They're going after all the funds that they have in terms of, you know, people are paying. They're not only, you know, you would think you're killing a child, but you're actually paying to have this done.
Right.
They're not reporting it. That was what you heard on the video, which we'll have available for you on the Torch. That happened to be a call that was taken in the state of New Jersey. And they weren't even being reported and sharing on. So there's two strategies that are taking place. Actually, there's three. One that we spoke about earlier, which is laws that are shutting down and limiting abortion after a certain amount of weeks. Another strategy has to do with going after the money that the abortion clinics make, because he says something like 68% of the abortions that are done are by men that impregnate. I mean, talk about repentance. Men that impregnate minors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our whole nation's at a place where we just have to cry out to God and say, Lord, forgive us. Mm-hmm. What have we allowed? What is happening? And to think that we can, you know, brush this under the rug, if you will.
Right.
Listen, there's no brushing this under the rug. You have to deal with sin. You got to get the sin out. And it's just that this was a way of making it go away. You don't make it go away.
Mm-mm.
Trust me. This does not go away. The only way to make it go away is under the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way of reconciling any sin, in particular the sin of murder.
That's right.
And then the third stress. So they're saying is that if the abortion clinics are not reporting this, that the reason this young girl's getting an abortion is because she got impregnated by a male. This is, you know, a minor. This is rape.
Yeah.
Listen, they're going to get sued because they have a responsibility to report that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third way that we're seeing the abortion clinics come down, a strategy that's being revealed, is by folks, and particularly this one lady they highlighted on CBN, who is targeting the abortion workers. And how amazing that she gave a number that there's something like 3,200 abortion clinic workers that mm-hmm. work in these abortion clinics. Listen, the abortionists can't do it all alone. They have to participate in the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually participated in one and realized that at 13 weeks, not 20, but at 13, she could actually see in the ultrasound the baby squirming under pain.
Yeah.
She worked and had no idea what really was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's talking to abortion workers, and they've been able to reach 50. Mm-hmm. Now, how cool is this? Reaching 50, they have a plan to reach more. Mm-hmm. They're providing them 3 months of financial help, saying, listen, leave that job. It's a job. Come on now.
Right.
You need money? You know, we'll give you 3 months of money, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can get out of that industry and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Do something else. Well, you remember that a lot of the staff workers for abortionists in Texas, I believe, talked about on VFN Radio, and they shared their encounters and what they experienced. Well, I have good news for you. Remember Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist who is serving right now 3 life sentences mm-hmm. for 3 murders? It was reported by Fox that he allegedly committed 60,000 of these abortions. He's convicted for 3, and I believe there's a manslaughter charge on a woman that actually died.
All right.
Okay. But one of his workers found God. One of his workers found God. Listen, we have some more to report and to share about this. But listen, it is beginning to happen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the abortion clinic worker who worked with Kermit Gosnell, who's now sitting in prison. She came to God.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24/7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. You know, Ben, I was just talking to my father and he was, he and my has, my sisters and I, we got them an iPad and, you know, move them into the next level of technology.
Right.
And my mother was Skyping now.
Oh,
my
mother,
yeah, she can Skype. She can Skype. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping to have mom on, have to do a conference call or something and bring her on live. You would just, you know, everybody, you in the audience, you would just love to hear my mother. We just laugh and talk and we've always had a great time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're listening to VFN TV and the VFN radio program, watching VFN TV and listening to the VFN radio program with their iPad.
Oh, wow.
They have an iPad and, they're able to do it because they went to the iTunes store and downloaded the application because we have an application. We have an app for that.
Right.
We have an app for your iPad. We have an app for your iPhone. And we have an app for your Android. Mm-hmm. You just go to your app store and type in your search area of your app store, V as in Victor, VFN TV. There you go is the app. Download it, and for free, you begin to listen not only to the live program, and it happens all day long on the loop as well, but all the archives and highlights. You think about it. If you miss a segment or somebody's talking to you about something, oh, man, I missed that, you can go that. With the app, you could go back and look to the highlights of that day and possibly the app, that particular highlights right there. In addition, you can get right to our VFN TV and Daily VFN Radio program Facebook. You can get to our the VFN TV blog right off your application has everything that you need available for you. As a matter of fact, those that are you know, sowing into this ministry and giving, that you can even give right there on your application.
Wow.
It is so, so cool. I just want to say hey to Ma and hey, Dad. And all the moms and dads out there, listen, you can get VFN TV and the Daily Radio program right there on your phone or your iPad or your Android or Apple. Just go to your app store and download it today.
Oh my gosh, Steve, have you seen our new Facebook page?
That is awesome. Yes, I have.
All our radio subscribers need to do is go to our Facebook page, and you go to facebook.com/VFNTV, and you can check it out. It's constantly being updated. There's new radio segments posted daily. And I want to encourage you to like us and have your friends like our VFNTV page on Facebook. Welcome back, VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Chris. We're talking about abortion and what's happening and the strategy on how abortion's going down. And we're seeing going down. God's answering prayer, and we're seeing a threefold, three-point strategy taking place.
Mm-hmm.
One that is being done with laws, two, that's affecting the finances of these abortion clinics, and thirdly, another strategy that's being waged against these horrific murders, if you will, is to go after and minister to the workers. And just before the break, we shared about a clinic worker who is coming to God. She found God. This woman worked with Kermit Gosnell in what was called the House of Horrors. He's sitting in prison, and as a result of her testimony, I mean, she had to testify against him, she was so convicted. I mean, this is the Blaze reporting, says that this individual, her name is, by the way, not being released because of privacy issues. A woman has a lot of emotional things to deal with. Obviously, you know, her eyes have been opened to what she's been horrifically, you know, been participating in.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Blaze is reporting says that this individual actually testified against the infamous doctor, and in the end, She was apparently so impacted by the end result of the case and her involvement that she herself reached out to a pro-life group to seek help. And who she reached out was to Abby Johnson, woman we just talked about before we took the break, and her ministry.
Wow. Oh, cool.
And so they've come around her. They're supporting her. They're helping her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're ministering to her emotional needs.
Mm-hmm.
You can only imagine once your eyes have been opened to what you've been involved in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing about sin and being in darkness and not knowing God. You just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come into the light, you start realizing, oh, that was there. And oh, that was there. Before, you couldn't just see it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's receiving counseling. They've got her connected with a pastor now, and they're ministering to her, not only to her emotional needs, her spiritual needs, but also to her financial needs, because she hasn't worked and she needs employment. So it's pretty amazing to see how all of that is unfolding. Let me tell you that God is answering prayers. Listen, don't give up. Don't give up. This, we need to stand firm. We need to stand with what's happening, how God is moving on the face of the earth, and continue to pray towards this strategy. There's a threefold strategy. One, that laws would be passed that ban abortion. Secondly, that lawyers would go after the abortion clinics that are not reporting the rapes that are occurring for those young ladies that are coming in to seeking abortion. I mean, there's a high percentage, according to Crutcher, of those abortions that are being done, and minors were being violated, and it's not being reported.
Right.
And thirdly, to pray for the workers. Pray for the workers that they would fall on the conviction and that they would come unto God, and pray for the abortionists. We aired on VFN Radio in a former abortion doctor who specialized in abortion, who was convicted and said, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he testified in gruesome detail of what he was involved in and what an abortion was actually like. Use the tools, pulled out the tools.
Yeah.
Remember that? The grips.
Yeah.
We're going to make these available for you on the torch, because we've been talking about this extensively and you need a broader perspective. And don't forget that if you've ever had an abortion, listen, God can forgive you. You just got to receive his forgiveness. You have to receive it. And you have to forgive yourself. Maybe you're a Christian today and you've given your life to the Lord, and that's something that's happened in your life in the past and it's just part of your story. Well, listen, God can heal you and God can use you. It's not over. I mean, he can use you to help other ladies and young girls that are going through those same trials right now. And there's help for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue to partner together with God and seeing abortion come to an end.
Mm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.